Okay. We are on the record. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 6th of April. This is the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. And today we are going to be reviewing pilot registration and the Oregon Department of Aviation. So make sure your seat belts are fastened low and tight, your chairs are in the upright position, and you've stowed your tray tables. In the unlikely event of a water landing, your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device. And if there is a loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will fall from the console above. Put your own on first. If you have children, take care of yourself first. If you have more than one child, decide right now which one you love the most. And all that being said, I'm going to open the work session on Senate Bill 27. What's going on?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate Bill 27 relates to pilot registration, current law.
Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt for just a second. Should we have opened a public hearing in addition to the work session?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
All right, and I apologize because I just want to make sure I got the details here right. I've opened a work session, but I first want to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 27. And let's call it a public hearing and work session.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. Current law requires pilots operating in Oregon to register with the Department of Aviation. When they register, they have to pay a registration fee. Senate Bill 27 abolishes the registration requirement as well as the registration fee. Those fees are currently deposited into a search and rescue account, which is also being eliminated by the bill. The revenues from that fee fund the search and rescue activities administered by the Office of Emergency Management. The Department of Aviation is proposing in its budget bill, which we'll deal with next, to continue to fund search and rescue activities using aircraft registration fees. The Dash 1 amendment changes the effective date to July 1, 2017 to align with the start of the fiscal year.
All right, excellent. Let me ask this technical question. The agenda that's been posted only lists a work session. Do we have any procedural problems if we have not previously announced a hearing as well?
No, it is actually in the system. It's also shown as a public hearing. It's just this document.
Just the document you gave me to coordinate the meeting with. All right. All well and good. Well, please.
Co-chairs Gomberg and Johnson, Mitch Swecker, the director of the Oregon Department of Aviation.
Before Mr. Swecker starts,
out of
an abundance of caution, I need to state for the record that I am a pilot in the state of Oregon and am subject to this registration process that we're now going to do away with in the name of better government. And also, I used to be Mitch. I ran the Department of Aviation for 5 years.
Very good. Well, thank you for that. And Mr. Swecker, you were saying?
Big shoes to fill.
Indeed.
I'm here for something pretty unusual. I'm asking to do away with a fee in state government. We have sufficient revenue from aircraft registration to offset the loss of pilot registration. And Oregon's one of only three states that even collects pilot registration. It's very difficult to collect. And I think the reason is that we don't have law enforcement that pulls over aircraft and asks for license and registration. It's just not done. We can determine where aircraft are. It's very difficult to check on pilots to make sure they're registered properly, and we do our best. It's very unpopular with the population of pilots in the state, and it's very labor-intensive to follow and track this. We're committed to continuing to provide funds for search and rescue purposes out of the Aircraft Registration Fund, and we'll develop an interagency agreement with the Oregon Emergency Management. And Sean is back here from the military department, so we've been working with them for about 6 or 7 years already, or I have anyway, and this has been in place for quite some time. We don't intend to discontinue that. I'm confident that we can do away with pilot registration and leverage the time savings in better uses. We could become more involved in Cascadia, for example. We've started registering drones, public use drones. We can do more with that. Perhaps do more work on education and development of new pilots and mechanics. There's a nationwide and a statewide shortage of both. And I don't know of any opposition to this bill, and I respectfully ask for your support.
Thank you very much. Is the Chief Financial Officer have anything to add? Or?
No.
All right. Just double-checking. Colleagues, any questions? Is there a motion?
LFO recommends adoption of the Dash 1 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments.
All right. Colleagues, you've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the Dash 1 amendments? Then they are adopted.
Super. Should we
Madam Co-Chair, do we have additional motions? We've adopted the Dash 1 amendments.
Yeah, we got to move the bill to the floor.
I'm sorry.
You caught me double teaming another issue.
That's quite all right.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 27 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
All right, colleagues. Again, you've heard the motion that we send the amended motion to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Motion is carried, so we need carriers.
I would be happy to fly low cover for this bill in full and on the Senate floor.
Okay, so anybody ready to take this one over to the House? I don't see anybody jumping, so if nobody...
I jumped yesterday.
You did jump yesterday. Anybody anxious for a Ways and Means carry opportunity?
Perfectly happy to carry to the
Representative
House.
Noble is going to be the chief pilot, and Representative Meek will be his wingman. All right, so we are all set. Any other business on Senate Bill 27?
We don't have any.
Nobody was signed up to testify. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close the work session on Senate Bill 27. I'm going to open a hearing and... we don't need a hearing on the budget because we've already had a hearing. So I'm just going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5504. And again, do you have a recommendation for
us? So Senate Bill 5504 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. LFO recommends for the 2017-19 biennium $16,747,277. Which includes 15 positions and 14.25 FTE. This is a 22% decrease from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget, which is primarily the result of taking the capital construction projects out of the budget bill and moving them to the capital construction bill. With this budget, the agency has an ending balance of about $6.6 million, which equates to about a 9.5 months of operations. The budget recommendation includes the Package 100, which eliminates the Search and Rescue Division, which is consistent with Senate Bill 27. Package 101 provides 60,000 other funds limitation on a one-time basis for earlier pavement design so they can do more construction during the summer months. Package 102 provides a one-time limitation of $500,000 other funds, which is mostly federal funds, to complete phase two of the Oregon Aviation Plan update. And Package 103 provides $3.1 million for capital improvement projects at state-owned airports. Moving to adjustments to the current service level, there are no adjustments to the current service level. I would note, however, that the statewide adjustments are not included in these recommendations, and those will be made in an omnibus bill at the end of the session. So with that.
Colleagues, any questions or comments before we move to a motion? Well, let me make a comment, if I could. A 22% reduction. We are just beginning the budgeting process here, and we're going to continue to hear about these kinds of reductions in current spending levels. And at the end of the day, it's going to make a real difference to Oregonians. We are going to be looking at budgets that are wholly unacceptable on their face, and we're going to have no choice but to accept them. So this is just the start of that process. Co-chair?
The other comment I would make is that unbeknownst to many Oregonians and unbeknownst to folks in this body, the state owns and operates airports. The creation of the Oregon Department of Aviation predates the FAA. We have had the creation of the FAA. We have in Oregon had an interest in aviation for a long time. None the least of which was in the early days of aviation, planes were so unreliable, and we had so much coastline that we ended up, and the weather was episodic, we ended up putting airports all along the Oregon coast, and the remnants of where these airports are now under the jurisdiction of Mr. Schwecker. The state also runs the third busiest airport in the state, and that's Aurora. Very complicated airport with lots of operations, and under Mitch's leadership has just earned a tower to help with noise abatement and deconflict aircraft operations. We're lucky to have Mr. Schwecker as the head of the Department of Aviation. He had a military career as an aviator, and the point that I'm making is that the state has to make sure these airports are safe, that there aren't obstructions. If there is an accident, they have to deal with it. The reduction in workforce that he faces will affect his ability to move around to these dispersed airports and make sure that they're safe for the traveling public. This is a situation where with this level of reduction, I actually think we put the state at some risk. If a tree protrudes into the flight path into an airport, that's on us if we don't take care of it. And so, as the co-chair very wisely pointed out, we're at the early part of the session, and we're dealing with these cuts budgets. But I just want to point out that in a budget like this one, there are unforeseen consequences. Some of the airports that the state owns are in hell and gone places. The Owyhee State Airport, basically the only way you can get there is to fly. And this is problematic. We need, in the long term, and I think with Mr. Schwecker's leadership, we can be able to have this conversation, should all those airports be in our portfolio? Should we close some of them? Some of them are backcountry and emergency airports that, where pilots that are in trouble are just very lucky to have a facility to put an airplane down. But it's a complicated issue area, and he's sustaining some major cuts, and I'm confident that he can keep the thing band-aided together. But we're asking our agencies to do an awful lot with a lot less, and it's not going to improve in the foreseeable future.
Oh, thank you, Co-Chair. Anyone else? Well, you're absolutely right, Co-Chair. I've got, I believe, six of those airports in my district right now, not to mention an enormous blimp hangar. But do you have a motion for us?
I do. I would move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5504.
All right. Colleagues, you've heard the motion to approve the recommendations. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Just to follow up on Senator's comments, I'm disappointed in really where we sit with the whole budget, and this is actually it is a comment specifically about your agency, and that I think you provide a very important service, and I'm not happy with the cuts, and for that reason I'm going to be voting no.
Thank you. Any other comments? Again, we are at the recommendation stage, so if there's no objection, the recommendations are approved, and we'll move on to the next motion.
Next is the key performance measures. The legislatively proposed 2017-19 key performance measures are available in OLIS. LFO recommends approval of the KPMs, and we're not proposing to make any changes at this time. In most of the performance measures, the department has shown performance improvement, and yet the targets still represent an aspirational goal, provide an incentive for further improvement. So we're recommending approval.
Madam Co-Chair.
I would just make the editorial comment that it's hard to ask folks to achieve performance measures and then tie one hand behind their back, making it almost impossible to do so. But I would move the LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures.
All right. Colleagues, you have heard the motion. Is there further discussion? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Co-Chair Gomberg. A quick question about one of your key performance measures was percent of pilots registered. Will that be eliminated with the Senate Bill 27 we just worked on?
Yeah.
If that's approved?
Through the co-chairs, Representative Meek.
Excuse me, Mr. Schwecker, for the purpose of our record, you're still Mr. Schwecker?
Yes.
Okay.
Ms. Swecker, Director of the Department of Aviation, yes, that particular KPM would be dissolved once we do away with the pilot registration. There's no point in keeping track of something we're no longer doing.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted, I didn't make, it shows here as a KPM still. Okay, great.
Wonderful. Thank you. Further conversation, further discussion? Are there objections to the key performance measures? If not, that motion carries.
LFO recommends a budget of $12,230,778. Other funds, $4,516,499. Federal funds and 15 positions, 14.25 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 2 amendment.
Thank you. Co-chair.
Mr. Chair, I would move the adoption of the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 5504.
Discussion on the Dash 2 amendments. Seeing none, is there objection? Motion carries.
LFO recommends that Senate Bill 5504, as amended by the Dash 2, be moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation with respect to 5504, moving to the full committee, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Colleagues, you have heard the motion. Is there any discussion on the final motion? Is there any objection? Representative Noble, is an objection to the motion?
Just my objection that I noted earlier.
Very good. Anyone else? All right, so the motion then carries. And we need carriers to the full committee, to the Senate, and to the House. So Representative Meek would like to take this one to the House.
I'll be the bill's co-pilot in the Senate.
And to full Ways and Means co-chair?
Yes. Bring her on in.
All right. Safe landings. All right. I think that concludes the business that we have scheduled. I'm going to go ahead and close the work session. And anything else for the good of the order?
On Monday, you'll be looking at the budget bill for the real estate agency.
Very good. Anything else, Colin?
Conflict of interest looming on the horizon.
Make sure I get that typed up how to explain my conflict there.
Very good. All right, colleagues, if there's nothing else, then thank you this afternoon, and we are adjourned. Oh, okay.